right, everybody. We're coming back from the break. It's called the Business to Business Network Show. My name is Rex Perry. I'm the host and creator of the show. And about 14 years ago, we came up with the concept of bringing small business owners to the microphone to talk about business, because business people just love it. They like to get names and phone numbers and get ideas on what to do to save money and make money. And our next guest is Karam. Give us your last name. Introduce your company, please. Now, tell us about your real estate business. You have been working investment properties with overseas investors and local investors. Tell us what you're seeing in the market out there.
Right now, as you know, the market is so crazy with so many investors. I mean, when I see myself a year ago and 8 months ago, 6 months ago, and now, it's a totally, totally different market. We've had people literally landing here from Australia, UK, of course, Asia. You have investors from China, India, everybody coming over here to pick up properties. And for people who are living in Maricopa, Pinal counties, it's happening right under our nose, and we've been missing all this hoopla that's been happening and a lot of web and media press around it. And investors have been able to access the inventory on the internet and identify that Phoenix is the place. Mm-hmm. And we've been pretty much connecting to the investors on the web, and the business has been great that way.
Now, we understand the inventory is very, very low. So if there's potential sellers out there, it might be a time to at least give you a call to get a feel for what the values of the property might be. And you do a comparable sale. You take their address. Kind of walk us through what happens when you do comps.
Yes, it's interesting. Every broker has their own way of doing it, and with my background in computer engineering, I have very good systems on how we assess a property. Luckily, we have Zillow in place now. Zillow really is not as much accurate, but it gives a very good idea as to what the property's approximate value is. But the rule of thumb for any real estate broker, they would say, look at the recent comps, recent sales in the past 90 days, and figure out what the approximate market value is. So that is one part of it. The second part of it is ultimately the supply and demand. So if you are looking at a property price of around $100,000, $200,000, the competition is fierce. So if you've seen something that was sold for, let's say, $95,000 6 months ago, that doesn't mean it's going to sell for around that or less, because it's not a declining market anymore in the Maricopa County.
Hmm.
So literally, we have to look at the inventory, what's available, how many people could be potentially interested in buying that property. And then based on that, we pretty much have to assess the value. Below 200,000, I would say it's been pretty much appreciating over the past 3-4 months. If you go beyond 400,000, 500,000, the market is still, I would say, flat to down. But low, I mean, around 200,000, definitely. When we do the comparables, definitely we are making sure that the offers that we put in for our investors, when we do the assessment, we make sure that we take the inventory into account.
In fact, tell some stories of maybe some of the properties you've been able to find for the investors, how long ago that might have been, maybe the general intersection where the property was located, how many bedroom, how many bath, and what kind of price that they were able to buy it for. And then we're going to have a property manager come in, a lender come in, and we're going to talk about how there's still opportunities out there. Tell us some stories out there.
Yeah, definitely. We had these four friends who came from New Jersey here for the weekend. Each of them wanted to buy two properties each, so that was their goal. The success story is that each of them bought four properties each. One of the properties that we identified on Pecos and McQueen, so me being in Chandler, and with Obama coming here, there has been a lot of press around Intel.
And Intel's bringing in a lot of jobs.
Yeah. So they wanted to be around Intel. That was their goal, saying they wanted to be around Intel, which is at least 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single level. Mm-hmm. That's the standard investor blueprint that my clients follow. And then this was on McQueen and Pecos. They picked it up at $115,000.
And
they put in about $5,000 in carpet and paint. And ultimately, they ended up renting it at $1,300. So I have a little Excel matrix that I use to kind of figure out what it's going to bring in, because we have to look at the vacancy cost if the property is not going to be rented immediately, and then there is some maintenance cost. So we factor in all of that, and at the end of the day, even if they do a 15-year or a 30-year with a 20% down, it's going to be positive cash flow. So for 15-year mortgage, if they take with 20% down, it's going to give them about $300. And for 30 years, it's going to bring them about $500. This is factoring in their management fee, the vacancy rates, and all the maintenance that they'll be looking at.
Is it $500 a month income?
$500 a month income.
Wow. So they can if they're putting 20-25% down, they get their money back in, we ought to calculate that. That's probably 3 or 4 years, I bet. If you're getting $500 a month, say $100,000, you got $20,000 down, you got $12,000, $6,000, boy. I can't do it in my head in about 3 or 4 years.
I mean, not only that, if you're buying this home at $115,000, you also have to be wary of the depreciation cost that you can write off. Then there is a tax deduction and tax savings. So with the annual appreciation that's going to come, I mean, after tax return on investment, they calculated it to be about 52%. I mean, you can't beat it, and that's why these folks are coming here.
52% annual return, that's an incredible. Is there anything else I failed to ask? We're starting to wrap up here. Any message you want to get out to the potential investors or sellers out there?
I mean, right now there is a lot of short sales. We do quite a few short sales as well. And for the people who are upside down with their toxic asset, this is the year to get it done. 2012, the Mortgage Debt Forgiveness Act is going to go away. And we've done about 140 short sales the past year, me, myself, in my office. So it's a great time to offset your assets that are upside down. And then that's a welcome signal to the investors who can pick it up and have great return.
Fantastic. Let's get your phone number. How can people reach you?
602-550-4842.
And the website?
It's Kiran and Kiran.com, which is my first name, KiranAnd. KIRAN.com. My wife is also Kiran, so it's Kiran and Kiran.com.
Fantastic. Phone number one more time, please.
602-550-4842.
Kiran, thank you for coming down.
All right. Thank you, Rex.
All right.
It's a nice show. I enjoyed it.
We got a break for the news. It's the bottom of the hour. My name is Rex Perry. Our website is 123BZ.